Blog Talk Radio.
Racial, spiritual, enlightening week. And you know what? You got through that week with your whole mind, your whole spirit, and your whole body. And that is critical in the day and age that we live in. It has been an exciting, uplifting, I can't say stressful, but excitement can be a little stressful. But also, you know, remembering week. And it's important that we have to go through these things, that we have to go through sometimes to stretch ourselves to get to the next level. But it's Victory Friday. Yes, you have a reason to celebrate because you did get through the whole week with your whole spirit, whole mind, whole body. And that is important. We're going to talk about the victory. We're also going to talk about a couple of things that are going on in the world today. Normally I don't do that, but I felt a need to even speak on this issue today. One thing I want to shout out to a couple people there. I know quite a few people. I've been to Nexus for the last, probably the last 72 hours of hearing both negative and positive things going on in people's lives. We want to take a moment to say and rejoice and thank the Lord for the victory. And I also want to pray for those that need support in whatever trials and tribulations you're going through right now. Know this, that trials come, but they also go, but also that, you know, the sun comes up every morning, and because the sun comes up every morning, you can get through whatever you need to get through right now. I do have a praise report. Now I'm going to have to talk on this. I had a friend of mine that had a diagnosis with the C word, and he went through all the tests and what the doctor told me he had to do, and he got the test back, and it's all positive, all good. And so we're happy. We're happy for him. You know, he was in our prayers. And just, you never know. You never know what's restored in your life. You never know what's around that corner, whether it's positive or negative. But you want to make sure is that you know the Lord's got your back, and that whatever you go through, He's going to provide the strength you need in order to get through it. My producer's corrected me. His tests were positive.
His tests were negative. Negative means that they are positive.
All right. So his test was negative. His test came back clean, negative.
Negative.
Which is a positive thing.
There we go.
Well, like I said, we're a little excited today. Again, it was an emotional week for us. You know, I put a couple of things out there. There's a lot of things going on in the Charleston area. You know, I got an update in Philadelphia. I had to send a video. This video is by Mr. Tony Soto. And I don't drop names, but this man did something outstanding, and I highly recommend in any stop that you have or any conflict with the police department or law enforcement. Now, mind you, I have family in law enforcement. I have friends in law enforcement in this state, the great state of North Carolina, in New York State, Cleveland. We have people in our family's known for being in law enforcement. So I want to thank them
and the military.
But I want to thank them for the crisis that's going currently in our country, how they conduct themselves professionally, and that every bad cop, you don't have every cop is not a bad cop.
No.
And I want to stress that so much. But also, in addition to that, We want to make sure that you conduct yourself correctly when you are in contact with our law enforcement. And so that's why I want to mention Mr. Tony Soto. I was sent a video about a situation that Mr. Soto had that was handled most appropriately. Matter of fact, I could have coached a better interaction with the police department that was not completely positive, and they were not being completely positive in what they were doing. But he controlled the situation, conducted himself appropriately, stood on his rights that he has based on the constitutional laws where he's at, and was able to express himself most accurately and without expression of emotion, and also at the same time maintain the calmness is needed in order to deal with law enforcement. And I was impressed by that video so much to mention it right now and send it to my children, who are of the age right now that black males between the age of 17 and 35 is the most dangerous period of time for black males in our community, minorities in our community, period. And being a minority, he handled himself correctly, accurately, and also with determination to maintain his rights. And I'm actually going to upload this video to our site later this afternoon, and I want you to take a look at it. Also, again, I want to shout out to the individuals that have been going through stress and trials and things like that. You know, our prayers go out to your family, and the Mendel Network family will keep them in our prayers. And like I said, it's been an emotional week. I won't go through everything, but when I say emotional, both here, involving with the show, you know, we got some great things going on with the show. We're going to be on a internet radio station, which is fantastic. We have a new app coming out. But also at the same time, it's those things going on in life and daily life that you actually have to get through. Matter of fact, on Facebook, someone was talking about legacy, and that's probably one of the most critical things that you want to talk about, being a man, woman, or child, because you're actually supposed to teach about legacy so when people get of age, they know about legacy, and so when they get of age, they can also practice legacy. What is legacy? Legacy is what do you leave behind? When your time on earth is finished, what do you leave behind? And I'm going to talk about some of the victories and that you don't hear about, that but you only see the results of because of legacy. The one person that people don't hear or talk about, what is talked about in the Kennedy family, is Mr. Joe Kennedy. When I say the Kennedys, everyone heard of the Kennedys, the President Kennedy, the Senators of Kennedy. All these are Kennedys. And now these gentlemen owe everything that they've been through in terms of becoming president and their success in politics to one man that stood up and said, we're going to stop the poverty line right here. Now it's Mr. Joe Kennedy. And I'm not talking about Mr. Kennedy in a while, but Joe Kennedy is the one in the Kennedy family that now allows approximately 1,100 Kennedy children to go to college for free. Now, wouldn't you like to stand up and say, yes, I want to send every child that has my last name to college for free? That's legacy. That's legacy. He made the sacrifice, and you want to be the one to have that picture by the fireplace that point to. Yeah, that's the one who did it. That's the one who stopped it. That's the one who showed us we stand on now, and because he didn't do that, we wouldn't be where we're at today. I'm saying that is a victory. No one points those kind of victories because that's a victory about legacy. And when we talk about legacy, we're talking about the mark that can't be erased, the thing that people remind that you, even if you're not there, are reminded that you're doing. And one of the challenges in society today, being a male, being a black male, and also other black males have this challenge also, and I wouldn't say everyone, but too many, is that people do not want you to have a legacy. What is your legacy? Legacy is your children. The greatness in your beard and the greatness of your hair is your crown, and your children around you are your diamonds. What you impart to them will be what will be imparted to... hold on a second here. Yeah, we're good. Right? Hold on. All right, I just want to make sure that we're on. What you impart to your children today will impart what they impart to their children tomorrow. So be mindful of what you do in your life, what you bring in your life, because that's going to be your legacy. Is your legacy going to be, oh, my dad was a Rolling Stone, wherever he laid his hat was his home? No, that is not legacy. And that's a bad song, too, because that's imparting something to the community. That's not accurate, not true. And people sing that song. Of course, the beat is nice. The tune has a catch. But also be mindful of the lyrics. Be intentional about your life. Be intentional about your victory. Okay, for victory, you know what we got to do. Everyone need to stand up, however you want to do this. Put your hand on your back. Because I want to congratulate you for getting through the week. You did it. Yes, you got through with your whole mind, your whole body, all your parts that you're supposed to have, your spirit, your soul, / your mind, and your body. And you did it. You did it even though I know someone who lost their job this week. I know someone whose grandchild passed this week. You know, there's people that are stressed and pain, but you never know what the other person's going through. So be mindful about who you talk to and when you talk to them. You don't know what kind of stresses are going on in their life. So be sensitive to those things. Be sensitive to the Spirit, because the Spirit will speak to you about those things. Now, is your hand on your back? Are you standing up? This is for you who got through the week. Let's do that one more time. Now we're going to talk more about legacy. That's just what I'm going to talk about today, legacy. What is your legacy? There's legacy in your spirit. There's legacy in your soul / your mind. There's legacy in your body. You know, if you have a legacy of exercise all the time and you instill that spirit into your children, exercise all the time, they're going to instill that spirit into their children. And just by doing that, you know, you save lives. Just by instilling the spirit of being healthy and moving on a regular basis, whether it's walking, jogging, bicycling, swimming, engaging in sports, all those are legacies that you initiate that can be continued after you're not there. And they know, well, yeah, you know, Uncle James, yeah, he used to play football all the time, but then he took his boys down and showed them how to play football. Now, his boys are down, his grandchildren down there showing how to play football too. Legacy. How do you start legacy? Well, you can start right now. Legacy is about the positive. You don't want a negative legacy. You don't want a negative legacy of someone that is an alcoholic. And that can be transferred so quickly in families today. If one person is an alcoholic and an alcoholic in the family, I can guarantee the next generation you will have at least one alcoholic. That's if you don't take the proper precautions. That's a negative legacy. You don't want to have negative legacy in your life. You don't want to be known for the one that brought the negative spirit into the house, and that because of, you know, Frank or Wilma, that's because all these children acting up. Yes, it happens. Things start in the spirit first and come through. That's what's not being taught out there. The spirit, the soul, / your mind, your body, all that is one being, and that's you. It is you. And if you don't be intentional about what you feed yourself, you're going to grow in ways you don't want to grow, find yourself in places you don't want to find, and that's not good for you as a person. You want to have peace in your life? You want to have joy in your life? How do you get that peace? How do you get that joy? First of all, always responding to the truth. Be truthful. Speak the truth. Be the truth. And that's not easy for a lot of people. Some people have a habit of lying. I thought it was incredible. How you can have the habit of lying? I mean, they just lie. It's not because their life is at risk or, you know, they need to stretch the truth or something to possibly get a job or no. They just lie on a regular basis. What is that about? I don't understand that. Brother Carl, do you understand that?
Yes, to a degree. You have some people that we call it stinking thinking. Some people, they already have a preconceived idea of you or the situation. And if it doesn't go according to how they believe it should go, then they will take their circle of friends to trying to do what we call tie downs and tap-ins
that
and fail.
Side out.
And lie to them behind your back so you don't, that individual's not able to defend against it. And you got some people, because people gravitate towards negativity on average, they buy in. They don't come to this individual and say, is this true? No.
Yeah.
They put something out there that's untrue, whether they say it about a woman or a man, just to hurt them, and they don't have the guts or the intestinal fortitude to just say what they have to say or get an understanding. It's a way of hurting people in a covert way.
Covert way.
That's what
so they're saying they're not man or woman enough to go to that person and ask them, is this true?
Mr. Childs, you're exactly right. You have people because it's just sheer cowardice. We have to look at it from a military point of view. It's dishonorable. It's cowardice. It's an individual that, because of something that's internally wrong with them, a shortcoming within them, you don't have to put anyone else down or anyone else's business or organization down for you to win. There's enough room for everyone to stand on
that's
top of
right.
the mountain, and that's what it's about. But people will use these tactics of lies. It happens within families. You got people, I thought Uncle So-and-so was like this.
Yeah,
but people have been lying and saying things until you sit down with Uncle So-and-so and see what he's about. Your spirit would be vexed if he was about something negative.
That is true. That is true.
Your spirit would be vexed.
Enough people don't listen to what their spirit tells them, because your spirit does not lie.
You're not, exactly. You're not going to have children, and God's going to have you putting your children in harm's way in on a regular basis, and you're clueless. You're getting no message from God. Spirit's not talking to you. The children trying to tell you something is wrong, and you're just not investigating it. Come on now. Guys don't tend to do that. People do lie. The lies are damaging, and it's not like someone's printing a retraction or reeling in the lie.
That's right.
These things grow and fester over years, over decades, and what happens? It's doing the enemy's work. It's coming to steal,
kill,
coming to kill and destroy.
Yeah.
What does it do? It steals opportunity. Instead of a person going to Uncle So-and-so or Sister So-and-so for to learn how to ride a bike or to get a gift or something.
Or get the scholarship.
Or get a scholarship. There's that blocking. You know, it's a mentality. I'll never forget a situation that occurred in Rochester at a school. At the time, was PTO president at that school. We were trying to get in contact with these parents for their child. And because the parents were so used to when they were growing up, if the school was trying to contact you, it was a negative event.
Yeah.
A highly negative event. This is a child that had a special selection for something in the city to be recognized on a state level. But we had to go to the next generation. We had to reach the grandparents in order to get competent authority coming there to accept it, because the child
wow.
couldn't accept it. The parents were so busy in what their world was that they weren't even paying attention to a spotlight moment for their child. But they convinced themselves, had seen and thinking. They had the fear, the false evidence of appearing real, that, okay, we know if the school is called, it's got to be whack. Why not, when you're looking at something for your children, if you know your children, you should be expecting only good things to be coming, because that's the seed that you're putting in them. But people lie to hurt you because they can't hurt you physically. They
that's
can't
true.
Hurt you economically. They don't have authority over you. A lie gives a person unauthorized authority over a certain aspect or a certain view that you have. And that lie can only fester in a little harem or in a little gang-type situation.
Fight
it's never honorable. It's never honorable.
We've been talking here quite a bit. We're a little excited. We've
yeah.
gone through quite a few different things during the week and had to make some decisions to make decisions to be decided upon. And it's about life. It's about helping you guys get across the finish line. As my brother said, there's room enough for everyone to be at the top. Everyone can get across the finish line. And there's too many people out there right now saying that you have to push someone down to win.
Or step somebody on somebody,
you have to win. When we talk about the Stranger Seeker, he talks about the quality of your service is what's going to make room for you. You can have the best idea in the world, and every time someone comes to your office, you smack them in the face. How many people are going to buy from you?
Exactly.
How many people are going to buy from you? So it's not only the product, the service, it's not the million-dollar idea, but it's how you treat others. What is your customer service? What is your family service? Not just your customer service. What's your family service? How do you treat your other family members? How do you treat your other family members? And that is critical in the short time we're here together on this planet. Now, when I say short time, most people are not going to make it to 65 now, okay? Now, 65 years breaks down to this. And I'm going to play next week what Muhammad Ali had to say about that, and it was profound, your actual time that you have with each other. If you know that you're going to be going to school from kindergarten to high school. You're going to be in school. That's going to be 3 years of your life. Do you know you sleep half your life away, too? And so in reality...
So I'm sleeping more than that now.
And in reality, you understand that you're only going to have 30 years that you're actually interrelating, reacting, trying to impart, and try to make a positive change in other people's lives. And we're going to take a brief break. My producer said we need to chill for a minute. Listen to blogtalkradio.com/MillionDollarIdeaNetwork. It is Victory Friday, and because you got through the whole week with your whole mind, your whole spirit, your whole body, you deserve this. Yeah, that's very good. We were just having a now we just to let everybody know is that you know we only have the partial recording that you hear is going on the air, but there's also other conversation going on that we actually are recording. So to get the rest of the story later next week, you'll be hearing the rest of the story of what we've been talking about. One of the things we talked about today, and when we had the music playing, was that how are people truly conducting themselves today? Do they have the discipline to control their own emotions? Are they too emotional to be able to interact with the law enforcement? Because many times you put law enforcement at risk because they have to guess what you're going to do next in order to protect themselves. And so if you're fidgety and all this kind of stuff, he's going to be fidgety, and that's not a good situation.
Yeah.
So you need, first of all, if you got something, you've done something, and you sit in your car, I'm telling you right now, be up front with it. Be up front with it. If you got some law on you or some law looking for you, now in the situation, you talking to them directly, be up front with it. That's safe for you, and that's safe for the police officer.
Right.
Now, on the other side, if you have nothing, you're a law-abiding citizen, and your rights are being abused or infringed upon,
yeah,
you need to learn to be able to stand your ground by knowing the Constitution and knowing the law. That's why... That's truly what our forefathers were talking about. When I say forefathers, I'm talking about the creators of the Constitution.
Yeah.
The creators of the Constitution, they knew the law. And for that period of time in our state, in our history of our country, everyone around them knew the law like they knew the Bible. So they knew when England was trying to take their rights away that it was not right because they shouldn't be able to do that because... As we say now, as it says in our Constitution, these rights were given to us by God, not anybody else, by God. And no one has the right to take anything that's been given to you by God.
But a couple of things you want to definitely want to add to strengthen that statement is this. Conduct how you conduct yourself as an adult in 2015 can mean the difference between you living and not living. Now, all law enforcement officers go through specific training, just like we do in the military as well. In the military, it's going to be higher in certain aspects. But what we're saying is this. A simple thing is you reaching for something real quick puts that officer on alert, whether they're a male or female, whether it's local police, whether it's a sheriff, whether it's a state trooper, whether it's FBI. It doesn't matter. You put them on alert, they're going to draw that weapon and fire. So first and foremost, you need to make sure you're talking to them in a calm voice so that way you're not getting them, because we're human beings. If someone's yelling or cursing or yelling at each other, both blood pressures are raising. Remember, this person has the gun, they have the badge, and they're going to make decisions based on how they see what's developing. So if you give the wrong impression by sudden moves or trying to reach under the seat or trying to grab something out of a back pocket. No, you communicate. And I'll even advise it to you as this. If you have a shirt pocket that you can have your ID in, have it so you don't have to put your hands behind you out of view to reach something. All law enforcement is going to be focusing on your hands and what you do.
Your hands and what you
and
do.
And where you're at. So you keep your hands visible at all times. You're talking calm. And you're responding to their questions
in an orderly fashion.
Yes, sir, I have that, or no, ma'am, this doesn't apply to me, or no, I can't do that. Or you talk to them with respect, because if you're disrespecting them or it seems you're impeding what they're trying to do, it's just going to keep escalating. So you constantly diffuse it with how you treat yourself and them. You keep the respect there.
Right, and also don't allow the position that they have the uniform, allow them to overcome your rights. You have
That's
to understand
true.
That, yes, you're an individual, and especially you're an individual in these United States.
They're a public servant.
And they work for you.
They work for you. But
they
you can't abuse
you.
Them now.
You don't abuse them, but also at the same time, don't be intimidated by letting them having them give up your rights for something that they want to do.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to have the we may even play it on Monday. The Tony Soto video. This is like, this is not 10 years ago. It's not 15 years. This happened a couple of months ago, at least, in terms of how he conducts himself, in terms of relating to law enforcement, does not conduct himself appropriately.
It makes sense. And the thing is the reason, you know, part of the reason of this episode, this is to make things safer for you as listening. And the simple thing, by not being fidgety, agitated, and going through all these changes, if you're pulled over, because if an officer's pulling you over, that's just that right then and there, you can't have all these preconceived notions. Now, obviously, if you have law and you're in violation of some things, yeah, you're gonna have, you know, these issues are gonna come up. If you're upfront about it, saying, "Look, this is my deal, and I don't have a driver's license or whatever it is,"
right?
Get that out. Let that be the only issue. When you create other dynamics, you're pulling in other issues. So don't put your life at risk because you have a speeding ticket or because your license is suspended. Don't put that officer and make them feel in danger, at risk.
Right.
Keep things at an even calm.
Now, we're not saying to give evidence for any convicting. What I'm saying is this: don't escalate something that's small into something large. Don't have your, you know, you're driving around driver's license trying to get to work, and you get pulled over. They're gonna have some officers will say, okay, just
slow down, see,
get to work, and then make sure you get your license next time. If you pull off and your driver's license, now you're what? Leaving the scene.
You're fleeing the scene.
And so what they have to do, they have to amp it up.
They have to pursue you. And that's the thing, it's the decisions that you make. So when you are pulled over, you know, just like Ms. Child is saying, you need to approach that with positive energy. If he comes up and says, you know, you were speeding, you can sit up with the officer, just let him know. It's like, look, I'm trying to get to the hospital. You know, let him know what your situation is. If you're trying to get to the hospital, let him know. If you got to go to the bathroom or something, let them know what your situation is. And they'll be like, okay, they will, for the most part, be like, carry on. But obviously, if you're driving recklessly and been all up on the sidewalk and all this other stuff, yeah, that's not going to be just a pleasant conversation. Don't have any chemicals in your system. Don't be intoxicated. Don't have any prescriptions in your system if you're going to operate a vehicle. Follow the law so that way when you're pulled over, you're not sitting there with a seatbelt not on. You know, people have to make the right decision for yourself, but it's all about the attitude. If you're cursing at the officer, you think that they're going to stay pleasant, they're going to utilize the law. If you're talking to them saying, yes, officer, or yes, sir, yes, ma'am, or no, or you can ask questions. Why? Just be even-toned, fair. Keep your hands where they can see them so they're not threatened. Because the moment that they feel they're threatened, they are justified by the system to pull their weapon and discharge it as many times as they need to discharge it until that threat has been neutralized.
Yeah.
So don't get yourself in a situation because you were perceived as threatening to get injured or killed. That's how important this is. It's about the attitude that you have. If you check the attitude to the side, just like when you go to work or go to school or go home,
yep,
do the same thing and an officer comes up. Don't be confrontational. That's probably the best way to put it. Don't be confrontational.
Confrontation. Now, brother, also means that means you still can disagree with the officer respectfully, too.
Exactly.
You don't, when it's a confrontation, you're not going to get in his face and start arguing with him. When you start moving your hand, you start amping it up, that gives them the authority. That places authority over you for them to do whatever they feel they need to do.
That's right.
So you want to maintain the authority in your hand and in your person, so they understand that you're on equal footing. Yes, they have a job to do, but understand this. We're equals here.
Right.
Yes, you have a job to do, but yes, you're a public servant.
That's
you
right.
work for me.
That's right.
And as long as they, and some don't want to hear that, but understand this, that you're working in good order and you're speaking respectfully to them. Yes, I don't agree with that.
Right.
No, that's not going to happen based on such and such thing.
Right.
And that's what Mr. Tony Soto did. He disagree with the officer. He knew the law. The law where he was at in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, once the officer expresses the reason he has pulled you over, once that reason has dealt with, then that's the end of the traffic stop.
That's it.
That's the bottom line.
And the thing is you, like you said, you can disagree, but he disagreed respectfully.
He disagreed respectfully.
You disagree respectfully, then you're standing in the right. See, when you're talking to an officer at any, it doesn't matter what state you're in, if you're talking to them respectfully, whether you agree or disagree, if you're talking in a normal tone, your hands are visible, and you're working this out, this is two people trying to work out a problem. All of a sudden, you're on the same side trying to work the problem. If you go into the mode where they're looking at you as the perp because you're being aggressive, you're in all these other things, you're not being respectful, then they're going down a certain path. So it's important for you to not walk them down a path which increases your level of danger.
Yep.
You keep it when, by virtue of talking calmly, you're on the same team. You're both trying to solve the problem.
Right.
You have your side of the story, they have their side. You're both trying to work the problem. If it becomes that you're bumping heads as adversaries, they're going to take the upper hand each time.
Each time. They're going to try to take authority from you. Because right. Understand that as long as you maintain authority, they have to work for you.
Yeah, that's right, because it's a partnership. It's a partnership.
And don't provide the opportunity for them to take the authority from you.
Exactly.
And when I say them, those are the individuals out there, and I'm not even calling them police officers. I'm going to say individuals who are in law enforcement who are not representing. You know, don't allow them to take the power from you, because you have the power. Matter of fact, let's play that.
Yeah, it might take it different. But what I'm saying is that bottom line, how you conduct yourself makes a world of difference between it being a major incident or just being a traffic stop where there either is a ticket or no ticket. You know, so it's about us as adults being
adults.
Responsible. We have to truly be adults, because there's a lot of adults that are still having adult fits and tantrums, and just because they have the numbers chronologically, they don't have the focus, the discipline, the intestinal fortitude to do what's right all the time.
And
that has to change.
And that's true. And that's a societal thing. That's an entitlement thing. You have rights. You're not entitled, but you have rights. And the thing about it, you have to know the law. There's people in parts of the country, I'm going to say a lot of parts of the country, that have a copy of the Constitution with them all the time.
Yeah.
If you know the Constitution, you know the law, and you obey the law.
Make sure that's key.
You're good.
You're key.
And so that allows you to stand on whatever you need to stand on, so you can be in the right and help you protect. Now, you're going to always come across those individuals that are, you know, you're on that back road, and what I always advise for that is that you need to call somebody and let them know that someone's on the phone with you right now.
That's right.
Listen to every word you're saying.
That's your safety.
That's the other thing that Mr. Soto did. He recorded on video and informed the officer that this is a video.
It's being recorded right now.
And so it recorded him doing things that he wasn't supposed to do, and it recorded things that Mr. Soto did in order to express and protect his rights. The officer opened the door, and he didn't request the door to be open. There was no issue for the door to be open, but the officer opened the door. He informed him that was a violation of his civil rights. He did not have to leave the vehicle because the traffic stop had ended based on the information he had given him. So we're going to take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network. Yes, it is Victory Friday. You have the victory. No matter where you are, no matter what you go through in right now, you have the victory. Remember, no matter how it starts, it has to end with you in victory. It has to end with you in victory. Again, this is for those of us that got through the whole week with their whole mind, their whole spirit, and their whole body. Stand up and take a bow.
We all have overcome.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network. Yeah, my name is Charlie Childs Jr. It's my job to give you one thing to think about. Changing to the positive, something in your spirit, something in your soul, slash finding something in your body. Today we're talking about basically discipline. We're talking about the victory in discipline. We referenced Mr. Tony Soto. We also talked about what's going on in society today and how we should conduct ourselves in our dealings with law enforcement. Now, when we say law enforcement, individuals in law enforcement are bad. Law enforcement is good. Okay, I want everyone to understand that. We have relatives, family, friends, cousins in law enforcement. We support them 100% because they do the right thing. It's those individuals, and I won't even call them police or law enforcement, because those are individuals not representing what they do and try to abuse the position they're in. And so we're talking about giving you some procedures and protections that you could use to make to ensure that you're in order so that you don't give them the authority over you. You always have to maintain the power and the authority because you, the individual, have rights. And it's okay to have rights. It's okay to disagree. But it's how you disagree in the process what's going to bring you across the finish line. If you're right and you're up in the officer's face and you place your hands on the officer, it doesn't matter how right you are. You're wrong now because you just did something that was out of order. So it's about the discipline. It's about conducting yourself above reproach. And when you conduct yourself above reproach and you still get pulled over, make sure that you conduct yourself in an order and have proper documentation as needed in order to facilitate the process. And also, by knowing your rights is critical. Know your rights, because I tell this to my children, I tell this to a whole lot of people all the time, if you're supposed to be the king or the queen and they don't tell you the king or the queen and they treat you like crap, you don't know that you're supposed to be treated like a king or a queen unless you know. And then when you know you're king or queen, you're going to demand the response and respect that comes along with the office. Again, we want to thank everyone for being on the show today. Again, we'll take a brief break. It is Victory Friday. It has been a fantastic, fabulous, inspirational, joyous, uplifting, encouraging, social media-like business week. You know, like I said, we've been the nexus for the last 72 hours. A lot of different things have happened to a lot of different people, from car accidents to death in families to birthdays of 94-year-old people. And grandparents, and it's just been a phenomenal week. So we want to thank the Lord for it and how he's governing and guiding us in our life and not through our process. Even the people whose paths we crossed by being obedient come back to the office. We want to say thank you to that individual for imparting some information and some support and some confirmation. You know, that's critical when you're out there avant-garde and visionary-like, and you're out there and you look around and too many people around you. It is nice to have the Lord send somebody through every once in a while and say, hey, look, man, that's a great idea. Keep doing it. And it always pays off because that gives you the extra juice to go the extra mile, because you know that there's other people watching when you're working. And I always tell people all the time, you never know who's watching you, so always conduct yourself above reproach, always, because your children are watching you, your friends are watching you. And, of course, when you think you're someplace where you don't think someone knows you, that person will pop up too. But most importantly, God sees everything. So conduct yourselves with God as if God sees everything, and you will be okay. Again, listen to blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back. Again, it is Victory Friday, and you got through with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say, hold on.
wait upon him, shall I renew strength?
Yeah.
As you mount upon wings,
like an eagle,
of eagles that soar.
Getting you to the top of the mountain so you can turn around and see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, check this out now. This is your legacy. Help someone else get across the finish line also. Mentor someone across the finish line also. Speak to your son or daughter to get them across the finish line also. That is your legacy. We covered a lot of information today here on the show. I want to thank our special guest, Mr. The artist Carl Childs, and again, stay tuned for his events coming up next week. He's got a class Tuesdays and Thursdays in terms of how he chooses to show you the basic art form of providing leather artwork. So we invite you down here at 7 o'clock, Mr. Childs. You want to speak on it?
Yes. Basically, when it comes to learning any type of skill with the arts, it's a blessing and a responsibility as an artist to do that. We are responsible to seed in the current generation and the generations that are coming up. It would be a failure on all of our parts as a society if no one is painting in the future, if no one is working clay in the future, if no one is working leather in the future, if no one's blowing glass in the future. So when it comes to this leather class that I teach, the first class is a basic class. I want to get you used to tooling, manipulating the leather, how to wet the leather, how to work the leather, show you how to tool the leather. You go from tooling the leather to eventually knowing how to stain the leather, being able to punch holes and put snaps and rivets in the leather. So the class progresses from a basic class, which is for adults, it's for children. Four-year-olds have been taught these classes, so it's up to you what your level of interest is. To learn from, like I said, four-year-olds all the way up to top people in their 80s working this as well. So it's up to you to have the vim, vigor, just being able to learn, the aptitude to learn. If you got the aptitude to learn, the class is for you. If you love the arts and want to promote and guarantee the arts will be in the future, the class is for you. So there's a lot of different forms I could have you work with. Like we're saying, you'll probably start out with a bookmark, upgrade you into bracelets, and then doing other larger items, but you have to get familiar with the canvas, which is the leather, how to actually manipulate it, get used to tooling consistently so you can make a quality image, and then from there learning how to stain appropriately and how to put a sealer and do other things, whether we're putting stones in it or conchos. Those are more advanced things that we'll do. So it's a process. You'll get joy out of it. But at the same time, we're doing a crawl, walk, run with all the teaching that we do. That's what it's about. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Child.
You're welcome.
And again, also, you know, we're a big proponent of the arts here. some of our programming that we have coming up. Both of my brothers are individual artists and program we use to promote artists here because we believe art is made for everybody. You're either two parts of the art or both parts at the same time. You're either enjoying art or you're making art. Making art can be just cutting the hedges in your front lawn. You know, that is an art form. People take that as an art form. Art can be, let me see, I saw something the other day. I saw something incredible on Flickr. And it was about this gentleman who paints using electronic pad. He paints using an electronic pad. I mean, he's not painting on the pad. The mark, the indentations, indications he's making on the electronic pad with his stencil, with his pencil or stylus, if you want to call it, comes out as art on the screen, electronic art, digital art. And I've seen some most impressive pieces I've seen have been profound in that gentleman in terms of how he used to be an oil painter. And he took the same techniques as oil painting and translated into the digital age. And now he's not only got more control than he has in the regular art, but he can also get the different variations and different changes he wants to get the effects that he wants. Also, even if it's about the math, you know, geometry. You know, geometry is an art form in itself. And we'll talk more about that later. But coming up next week, again, we're going to have, we're going to be talking about destiny on Monday. What is your destiny? Where is your destiny at? How you catch your destiny? All that stuff. On Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the neighborhood gallery tour. That's starting up again. Matter of fact, we'll be putting all the information out this weekend for our weekend push. And also coming up, we'll be talking about the five things that you need to teach your children. That's going to be incredible. Also, be with us at the beginning of next month. We're all going to do the Strangest Secret program, the 30 days to uplift, change, put a plan in place so you can get across the finish line. Also, I want to thank we're going to be announcing our new tech partners next week and hopefully have them on a week or so after that. And in reference to our new app and our new radio internet station, which we're very excited about. And so we'll be reaching out to friends, families, and businesses this weekend and also the rest of the week and next week for you to help participate in that. So look for an email from myself or from the Million Dollar Idea Network inviting you to become a part of the next level. So it's 11 o'clock here, again here in the great state of North Carolina. The skies are blue. And we're going to take a minute here. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be back with my final commentary. Again, listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network. First of all, I want to thank the men in blue that protect and serve all across these United States. And also, actually, I'm kind of speaking to them right now. You know who in your ranks is not doing what they're supposed to do. So that's maybe something you should look at taking care of also. You know who represents and who doesn't represent. And just like in the Army, we know who represents and who doesn't represent. And we make sure that the corrections are made so that what you represent as an organization, as individuals, is reflected in those around you. That's probably the best way I can say that. I just want to say thank you to them for the sacrifices they make. They don't get paid enough. We know this. Also, at the same time, we'll thank those individuals that stand up and recognize they do have rights and able to convey them accurately, calmly, and also in a fashion that they can make the determination that their rights will not be trampled upon. That's where everybody in the United States have to be. One of our forefathers said in the past is the intelligence of the citizen is that will prevent our rights from being taken away. Learn the Constitution. Remind yourself the rights that you have and understand the rights that you have. It's not about the money. It's not about the stuff. Because if you don't have any rights, it doesn't matter whether you have the money or the stuff. Also, for those who got through the week, the victory is already yours. You got through another week. That means you can do it again next week. You know, we've been exposed to a lot of trial, tribulation, tragedy this week, and also a lot of victory and joy this week. That's part of life. Understand you can have the roller coaster of life, but understand that that roller coaster is going to have a thread that goes through that's always going to be for you and about you as long as you're doing the right thing. So I want to say thank you. Thank you to the people, friends, family that support the calls, the videos, the encouragement, the texts, and the Facebooks and all that kind of stuff. Just want to say thank you. And then we're about to lift off onto another planet.
Do what you got to do. Not everybody's going to be on the ship. Just let you know.
So we're getting ready for the ride of the Fantastic Voyage.
Did you busy now?
And so we...
Treat people right. That's what it is. If you treat people right, you're getting your bids in now. If you listen to what God is saying, it's safe to say you probably have a seat on the ship.
So, in conclusion...
In further conclusion,
just do the right thing.
That's all it is.
You can, you know, the victory is already yours.
Simple.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. And
simple.
I always know, don't worry what's on the other side of the corner.
By faith.
Just understand this. You can control what you can control right now, and that is you. By you can controlling you, that's going to eliminate a whole lot of set of problems for you. It's a discipline thing. But also in that process, it's about how you affect others around you. It's the influence you have. It's the information imparting out that affects other people. And so, and for today, do the right thing. No, and for today, that is all I got.